Yeah. Okay, 10 minutes. Okay, see you then.
Oh, I don't like this stress.
Ooh, stress can be good for you.
Oh, really? How's that?
Well, it improves our performance, and it can be life-saving.
Well, how can it be life-saving?
If you have a mountain lion chasing you, then you're going to get a surge of stress hormones that's going to give you good eyesight, and your blood glucose is going to shoot up with lots of energy.
Ah, so that gets you ready to put up a fight in case you need to. Or, on the other hand, run away from danger. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Hey, Daniel, look out. There's a snake. Ooh, that got you going.
Yeah.
And it was only a rubber one.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm ready for the bathroom.
Oh, that's the other thing that stress causes.
But isn't prolonged stress bad for you?
Oh, yeah. If those stress hormones are circulating for some time, that high glucose is going to give you diabetes. The blood vessels are constricted.
So how can you deal with chronic stress?
You know, the best stress reliever of all is exercise. And then you can help prevent it with good nutrition, some sunshine, rest, meditation, and prayer.
Oh, come on. Doc, I thought you were going to give me a real remedy like drugs or surgery.
Oh, no. Surgery causes stress and stomach ulcers. Yeah. No, there's nothing beats exercise, good nutrition, sunshine, rest, meditation, and prayer. Doctor's orders.